Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. It is time now for us to launch into our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we are focusing our attention on the Midview School System, and here to help us do that, we have the Midview Superintendent, Dr. Bruce Willingham. Dr. Willingham, we appreciate you joining us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Well, there are a lot of things to go over here over the next 10 or 15 minutes. You guys have a lot of exciting things happening at many different grade levels as well. But I want to start out with something that involves, well, something we all enjoy, and that's taking a break during the middle of the day with a snack or a beverage. Now, you have a few different teachers that are helping with the Midi Cafe. Tell us about the Midi Cafe, who all is involved here, and how does this work?
So the Midi Cafe, it's actually a new thing for us, both at the high school and the middle school this year. Mr. Dixon and his class at the middle school and Miss Evan at the high school. And, you know, really the focus is to help our kids learn about, you know, life skill curriculums, how to engage in conversation, you know, different tasks, independent living skills, things like that. So we're really kind of focused on some of the employment skills for some of our students. And, you know, what's great is, you know, these two classrooms are they're special needs classrooms, and our kids are really being able to take charge and learn roles and responsibility. And, you know, Miss Evan and Mr. Dixon are just doing a fantastic job. So, you know, I stop by, you can get coffee, you can get sodas. You know, it's actually a lot of fun. The kids are learning how to count money and how to, you know, customer service, things like that. So it's actually a really great thing that they're doing, and they're working to be self-funded because they want to do some different programs or field trips and things like that. So it's a pretty exciting program.
Some terrific skills to learn along the way. No question about that. Well, you guys also have a program called Middies on the Run. This affects the 5th and 6th graders. What is Middies on the Run?
Again, another new program. So this was spearheaded by Shane Sullivan, who's our principal over at East Intermediate. And we're part of a Common View Collaborative with Lorain County General Health District and a few other school districts. And we meet and focus on this kind of middle childhood from, you know, grades like 5 through 9. And the big focus is usually around social emotional learning, and you know that's definitely one of our goals as a district, as many other schools. So we found this program, and Mr. Sullivan recruited a teacher, Amanda Sokavich, who became the coach, and he worked with her. They recruited about 25 students, and the whole focus was just team building, setting goals, health and wellness. And Mr. Sullivan is an avid runner, so I think this was near and dear to his heart. But when you get 25 kids excited about running and spending time together, they met twice a week, and then they actually finished up, I think, with a 5K run in the beginning of November over in North Ridgeville. So it was a ton of fun. We were very happy that the Common View Collaborative helped, you know, support that, and the kids and parents really seemed to like it. So we're expecting that to continue moving forward.
So you could stop by the Midi Cafe, you could fuel up, and then you could join that run program, and you could run around and burn those calories off. So
I might need a little more hydration after that.
Yeah, perfectly understood. Well, also coming up here, as a matter of fact, I believe in the next couple of weeks at the grade school level, you've got a Christmas concert. Those are wildly popular this time of the year. What can you tell us about next month's Christmas concert?
So our Christmas concerts are a lot of fun. In fact, there's usually standing room only. Campus, we usually have to stagger the nights. So you'll see some the first week of December, I think one on like second grade on Tuesday, third maybe on first on Thursday, you know, as they go through. But those are staggered, and parents love them. Our music teachers just at the elementary level do a fantastic job. You know, just engaging the kids. They put a great presentation. They have sets, and I mean, everything is a lot of fun. But you know, the thing I would say most is that, you know, the third graders get to go around campus and carol. So they go to the other schools. They come to our central office. Mrs. Beiler has taken them around for years, and it's actually really exciting. You talk about a way to kind of get you in the Christmas spirit. It's a really good way when you have a bunch of kids traveling around caroling, and some really good feelings with that. So it's going to be an exciting couple weeks as we get into December.
Again, we've got you locked into the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. We are being joined today by Midview Superintendent Dr. Bruce Willingham. Well, you guys recently hosted something called the Project Lead the Way Showcase. What was this program all about?
So Project Lead the Way is a STEM curriculum that we've now been a part of for years. A lot in part by the Nord Family Foundation. They have really supported us, had made, many donations to us to help us expand and continue to expand our programs. When I first got here a few years ago, we had some nice pathways, and in that time, we've now been able to fully articulate and expand the pathways for biomedical and engineering at the high school. But now we've actually added courses at the middle school for computer coding as well as the high school, and then we actually moved it down to sixth grade as well. So there's been a lot of expansion, and the PLTW national organization reached out to us. They've been really proud of what we've been able to do, and they asked if we could do a showcase, and this was about a year ago, I think. They came out and they were very, very impressed. So they called us again and asked if we wouldn't mind hosting another showcase on campus. So on the 11th of November, we had around 40 educators from three different states come out just to tour the high school and middle school and our intermediate building to see what we're doing with STEM education and specifically Project Lead the Way. So, there were question and answer sessions. Students were asked questions, administrators, teachers, and just started asking about, some of the impact that it's had on, our focus on not only STEM, but project-based learning as well. So, we just got fantastic feedback, and, every one of our buildings for our third and fourth, all three of our elementaries, middle school, and high school last year received the Distinguished Award through PLTW, which is a national award. So, we've been really proud of that. We could not do that without the Nord Family Foundation, without Ross Environmental, Ridge Tool. There's been some companies and groups that have just been just tremendous to help us. But when you can show something like that off and you're bringing people in from out of state, it's a pretty good feeling.
Got to be a great feeling, especially to show off what you guys have to offer and all that has been learned and been on display with both STEM and project-based learning. Great, great stuff. Well,
yeah.
You guys also had something recently with the third graders and the kindergartners. They combined forces on something called the Classroom Buddies Project. What are the details on the Classroom Buddies Project?
So we had a kindergarten class come over with one of the third grade classes, and they worked through some different scientific methods and design process as they were learning, as they cleaned out pumpkins and they sprinkled baking soda and did some different things with vinegar and dish soap and food coloring and different mixtures to see how it would erupt if you can picture that old school volcano from science class. Definitely a little bit of a mess, but there's been a really strong focus on trying to get positive relationships and support of that social emotional well-being. So while we try and pair some of those classes together, we also have our third graders go down and work with the kindergartners every day just to help them get ready to go home and help them walk to their bus lines and kind of take that leadership role, but then also support some of the younger kids. Like every other school district, we've been focused on our positive behavior interventions, and we talk about being kind and being respectful and responsible and ready. But when you put kids in action with that and you let them work together, there's a different feel. It becomes real. It's not just words on a sign or something that a teacher is saying. I mean, even today, our high school students are over at the fifth and sixth grade building, and they're working through just you know, bullying and you know, how to witness it, how to talk about it, how to, you know, if you're getting bullied, who do you reach out to, and, you know, just as different supports. And it's just really good for the older kids to be able to connect with the younger kids, and you know, hopefully there's, you know, some support, and, you know, kids aren't feeling like, you know, they don't have anybody to turn to. So it's actually been pretty exciting.
Well, absolutely. It's great to see some of the older kids taking some responsibility and leading the way, but you also have to hope that there could be a bit of a residual effect in that, you know, the kindergartners see that, and they look up to those third graders and think to themselves, you know what, this is something I should be doing here in a few years also. So really cool to see all that work out. And speaking of buddies, there was recently a special done on your Best Buddies program at the high school. What all is involved with this?
So our Best Buddies program is, I mean, it's phenomenal. So we've now, I think this is our third year with our Best Buddies program. We were lucky. We've worked with Michael Brookbank on Channel 5 on a few different stories, and he was able to get a story together for this that aired, and we were just so excited with how it came out. You know, we have around 60 students, I believe, at the high school level that are a part of our Best Buddies program. And, you know, they design different events and things to do with some of our special needs students so that there's a connection there and a togetherness. You know, back in the day, a long time ago, you know, you would see special education students, you know, all just in their own rooms and, you know, down hallways where, you know, there wasn't a lot of interaction. And, you know, that's not how we do things. You know, as we've, you know, grown into, you know, how do you really include everybody into things? This is another way to do that. And it's more than just classroom. You know, it's one thing to include everybody in a classroom. It's another thing to include kids in outside events and programs and activities and really being a part of the school. So we've got just some great kids, you know, that are a part of this. We've gone to Pickering Farms over in Avon. They've done, you know, the corn maze, and you know, they had a game night, I believe, last night over at the high school together, where they just played some board games. They do matching events where you get to, you know, kind of pick and choose, you know, who's your buddy and who's your friend and how you do this. We had two students go to the national conference last year, and, you know, I mean, our Best Buddies program has been recognized as, quote-unquote, a premier district, according to Best Buddies. So, you know, when you get that national recognition, that's pretty exciting. And we had one of the first chapters, I think, in the Cleveland area, if I remember correctly. So it really is just a great program. And you know, you can see from Best Buddies to the Midi Cafes, to the Middies on the Run, to the caroling, to the, you know, third grade buddies with the kindergartners, you know, we've really focused a lot on social emotional skills and building healthy relationships and positive relationships with kids. So, you know, our staff has just done a fantastic job, and I couldn't be more proud.
Very good stuff. Dr. Willingham, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us as always, and we look forward to doing this again soon.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Again, that's Dr. Bruce Willingham, Midview Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.